事上。
It's Len, so on your radio for another edition of our podcast called Shockwave. And this one is going to be the first one for the year, but the last one for last year, as we still got lots of music that we found from 2020 that we still haven't put out there. So before we do a best of, we've got to put the stuff out there. And this one's also going to be a precursor for some upcoming episodes of Shockwave with different styles of music. This is kind of a jazzy style rendition of Why Must I Cry? Mr. Peter Tosh, done here with Robert Dubwise Brownie from the Brownie Bunch, the Brownie family, the world famous Brownie family. It's kind of that jazzy reggae or reggae with jazz, and it's definitely going to be a theme for one of our programs here on Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock Music at cultureshock.com. That's CulturShock.com for all your reggae music needs. We do it all, and we just promote reggae music any and every way we can. We've got a brand, all kinds of stuff. Just go to the website, check it out. It is a production of Culture Shock, so please do us a favor. Pay us a visit. Check us on any of the social media outlets under Culture Shock. As we continue with this theme, these both, well, I guess Why Must I Cry definitely had some harmonies kind of singing. And I'm not typically one that likes instrumentals. Jazz loves it. Reggae is into it for sure. This is one that I really liked as an instrumental because I love the changes that come in the beginning of the song. The first 20 seconds, it kind of starts off a little slow, and then it goes into a more up-tempo change of different chords, and then kind of comes back up-tempo with the first chords. So check it out. This is Animal Crossing New Horizons theme, an upcoming edition of podcast for Shockwave that will feature that jazzy style reggae, reggae style jazz, and of course, probably throw or maybe make a separate one with the same thing with ska, because this one's a little more ska oriented on this week's edition of Shockwave. Animal Crossing, New Horizons theme, kind of the jazzy, reggae, and ska segment, possibly for an upcoming theme. It will be, just not exactly sure how we're going to put it, but we're definitely going to have a jazzy side to the music. And now we're going to get into some of that reggae rock that I found that hasn't been put out there. This song is probably, in my opinion, my favorite song. Are close to it that I've ever heard from Pacifier. We got one coming up from a band called The Eyrie, and it's crazy. So stick around for that. This one's called Sleepless, and this Georgia band, I've always liked them. They've always had a little bit more of a rock side, and this sounds like more of a reggae side, in my opinion, on this week's edition of Shockwave.
Nights lying awake talking about this life we built together. What would you say if I asked you to be mine forever? We've had so many sleepless nights lying awake talking about this life we built together. What would you say if I asked you to be mine? Side by side at the table, look around at the things we collected. Take a breath if I'm able. I exhale, my heart's not protected. You can make my head spin. You can have my time and my patience. You're the only one who gets it. You're the only one who knows. We've had so many sleepless nights, lying awake talking about this life we built together. What would you say if I asked you to be mine forever? We've had so many sleepless nights, lying awake talking about this life we built together. So what would you say if I asked you to be mine? Tangled in the thought of love, convinced by your beauty. Can't really expect much, it's just for fun. No, I ain't no fool, no, I ain't no fool. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You drive me crazy. The way you move right there, the way that you move. To break hearts, I've been hurt before, so don't you worry. You don't have the search to find. I could handle what you're serving.
You're driving me crazy on this week's edition of Shockwave. And that is a band. I just love the name. And I can't believe anybody hasn't used it yet. It's called The Eyrie on this week's edition of Shockwave. And that is some of the reggae rock stuff that we found. And the reggae rock is kind of like the American style rock, the blue-eyed rock, whatever you want to call it, surfer reggae. You know, it's got all kinds of names. Doesn't really have a say. It's just called reggae, but it's definitely got a little bit more rock influence and even pop into it. And that could definitely be several editions of the podcast. We'll think on that one. But as we continue on this week's edition of Shockwave Lanso on your radio, always a pleasure to bring to you what I love to bring to people more than anything is the music. I have many other loves, but this is one I love to share because some of the other ones I have, I can't really share so much, but we'll get into that another time. Here's a band definitely known in the reggae rock circles. This is one of their biggest songs and one of their more reggae songs. They've done a re-release of the song and added two guests on it. It's Fortunate Youth, and they've added Alberosi out of Italy and Jamaica and Harrison Stafford of the great California band called Groundation. This is Fortunate Youth and Live Life on this week's edition of Shockwave.
Yo, yo, yo. You have to live your life and love your life, or don't we say? God down in a Babylon, we not take no prisoners, no day. Fortunate Youth and Alberosi, you tell them, say.
Groundation. Life and a program where you're ripe on your agenda. Whether you're an offender, defender, the judgment is a blender. Telling the youth don't go astray, different pattern night and day. Life on a grant, it choose your way. Love is a padlock, life for the key. And I so love you for real. I'll never retire your big deal. I'll sign, copy, and seal. So everything must reveal.
You got to live life.
You got to live and you got to love your life.
With true intention.
Intention.
Waiting for that day to come through. It's meant to be, baby. It's our destiny.
This week's edition of Shockwave. Out to Hawaii, Mr. Fiji, and one of the greatest influences in Hawaiian reggae music, slowly but surely, an original on a rhythm. It is a rhythm, but they call it just the project. They don't give it the project rhythm. It's just called the project. And also on that rhythm or the project, some of the other standout tracks include Busy Signal and Romaine Virgo. If you like that, go check it out. But Fiji, it feels like there's a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a comeback, but a little bit more activity going on in his career in 2020. Let's hopefully we see that into 2021, because the man's voice just seems to get better. Happened to see him last year, 2020, at Cali Roots in a wheelchair, and the man was phenomenal. Great, great artist, great talent, great voice. And I know he's the peers of many, especially like J Boog and some of the other Hawaiian reggae artists. Don't really call it Jawaiian anymore, but that might be something we could talk about as well. As we continue on this week's edition of Shockwave, Lanzo on your radio, a production of Culture Shock Music Incorporated. This was some of the stuff we found at the end of last year, but didn't really get the chance to put it out there. As we were like played it maybe once, we felt like we really should play this stuff to put it out there again on this edition of Shockwave, since we're playing the stuff that we found during 2020 during the pandemic. I found some files that were just buried, and this is some of the stuff I wanted to share with you. These next two artists really sound like they're highly influenced by Vaughn Benjamin, aka Akabeka, aka from the band, lead singer of the band out of the U.S. Virgin Islands called Midnight. They just have that tone. I don't know if the frequencies are quite there. The messages are. The first one, or the second one's going to be an artist named Christus DC. And the DC has some significance, we'll tell you when we come on the backside of it. This other one coming all the way from New Caledonia. If you don't know it, look it up. And his name is Marcus Gadd, and I really am feeling this artist. This one's called Words to Live By. Lego the Ego, brethren. Shockwave, Lanzo's on your radio.
On a throne, divinity in a flesh and a bone, Rastafari in a one in a hole, cover the earth in a light and a load. Lego your ego and I see his majesty. Lego your fears, your blood, the seven seals are ready.
for the whole of the world to take notice and see. Solution for the hope of all humanity. So let go your ego, let go your fear, let go illusions, for Jah is real. Let go your ego, let go your fear, let go illusions, for Jah is real. He married, he married. Brother man, don't you know? Let's relate to the facts before we turn our backs on each other. Only one authority, only one above and we. When we reason and an open heart, there's so much we recover. Be cautious of your ways, but there is no day you can start over. So let go your ego, let go your fear, let go illusions, for Jah is real. Let go your ego, let go your fear, let go illusions, for Jah is real. He married, he married.
Two great artists sounding quite a bit like and influenced lyrically, vocally, musically from the late great Mr. Akabeka, aka Von Benjamin, former lead singer for the great U.S. Virgin Islands band called Midnight. And they say, as he says, Christus D.C., and the D.C. is where he comes from. District of Columbia in the United States of America, Christos, kind of paying tribute to his Greek background. And our other artists, Marcus Gadd, a very Rasta name, meditative roots reggae music, and even soulful, both very penetration within their lyrics and their music and their vibrations. Reminds me of Von Benjamin. Christus D.C., better to be free in a foreign land than a slave at home. Those are his words of that song, title track of those words, Better to be Free. Freedom of speech is a freedom. It's not always a right. And it's better to be able to speak in a foreign land than be a slave at home where you cannot speak your mind. And one podcast we are definitely going to do is in tribute to Akabeka one of these days. Just so much influence. The man should have his own radio station. He has so much music. 70, probably 80 albums, and there's still more to come. Trust me, the man never stopped working.